Welcome to the Island Wiki. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 5th of May 2008. Today's topic is Going Pink. I currently have the pleasure of running a job application skills course using Jobline and this Moodle platform. Hi, and welcome, everybody. Writing a job application is a basic skill that needs continuous improvement. As you go through professional life, you keep redefining your professional identity and updating your CV, job objectives, and career goals to go with it. The best practical guide for career soul-searching is probably still Richard Bull's Job Hunter's Bible, What Color is Your Parachute? But Daniel Pink has just published a career guide called The Adventures of Johnny Bunko. And it's a manga comic that tells the story of how one man learns to thrive in the world of work. The format is brand new in the West and makes it a fast, fun read and an instant business classic. And the messages are good. The six important lessons of a satisfying and successful career that Johnny Bunko learns are 1. There is no plan. You have to find your personal way. So make fundamental rather than instrumental choices. Don't do things because you hope they will get you something. Instead, do things you believe in, even if you don't know yet exactly what they're good for. 2. Think strengths, not weaknesses. Focus your productive energy on making the most of what you're really good at, and don't worry about the rest. 3. It's not about you. Your job is all about creating added value for others. So put all of your talents to work for your team, your company, your customers, and your clients. 4. Persistence trumps talent. Stick with it. True grit wins over genius. 5. Make excellent mistakes. No pain, no gain. And 6. Leave an imprint. Make a real contribution so your work means something in the overall scheme of things. Too much psychobabble? No, on the contrary. Pink is fine because he edits it down manga style. But there is one thing that bothers me. We're talking about work here. And no matter how much you enjoy and find fulfillment in your work, it seems healthy to keep a certain distance between your soul and your job description. Some of your power needs to go into non-marketable areas, into public service, family and friends, and into things you do just for the sake of having fun, in order to protect your spirit in our rather imperfect economic system. Anything else would be total self-exploitation, wouldn't it? Putting everything you've got into the job would be setting yourself up for major disappointment and frustration. I've become relatively good at helping others write their job applications. But being the supportive trainer type, I hate hard selling myself and can sympathize when my students find it difficult too. German has that powerful expression, seine Haut zu Markte tragen. Once we've bared our souls and gone out on that limb, most of us hate being in limbo, waiting for the decision and worrying about what's taking them so long. As for job interviews, they're definitely worth practicing. I've made a complete mess of at least one. Here's my story. I had just moved from Dresden to Konstanz to happily end a long-distance relationship by getting married. But the morning after our wedding, instead of taking off on our honeymoon, I found myself on a train to Chemnitz on my way to a job interview. The job was great, and I was just one of two people to have been shortlisted. What an honor. But that day, as I left Konstanz further and further behind me, the mere thought of once again being 700 kilometers away from my husband made me recognize what it was that I wanted. During the interview, I suddenly started praising the other candidate. I all but advised the interviewer to hire him. As you can imagine, he got the job. Well, if that isn't what Daniel Pink would call an excellent mistake. It was right in so many ways. But I've said quite enough now. I'll keep the rest of that story to myself, or else I'll go completely pink. That's it for this week. Come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.